Chad Baker going down on the farm today, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios at Longview Bank here in Paris, talking with JD and Doug Hassler with Longview Bank and talking about farm preservation, wills, trust, estates, the whole nine yards. And I want to thank you guys for joining me today. Doug, how are we doing?
Doing fine. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
And how about you, JD?
Oh, doing just fine.
Oh, very good. Doug, let's start with you. Let's talk about Longview Bank, farm preservation, and what you guys have started doing and how long you've done it for. And give us a little bit of background, please.
Sure. So I've been doing this longer than I care to admit. Gosh, 20 years plus. We manage farm trusts. We manage all forms of trusts, and we also handle investments in-house. So we have a wealth management division that it's very rare to have both investment services and trust management in the same building, much less the same bank. And we're the only one I'm aware of in a large area, if any, that even offers both services. So that's our primary occupation.
The idea of farm succession has been a hot topic here in the last couple of years for agriculture, as some of the family farms that still exist, those folks are trying to figure out, okay, who's going to be the heir? Who's going to be the person that brings us forward here? Some of those farms tied in with folks outside of a family setting. There's so many different setups nowadays for farms, whereas it wasn't just like it was whenever our grandparents were running farms and kept it in the family. But take us through what you're seeing out there so far and some of the different scenarios that you guys deal with here at Longview.
Sure. Well, to top it off, the primary thing that occurred this year is that the current administration passed the tax law that actually extended the estate tax exemption rates. They were up to $12 million plus per individual. They're now over 13, but had they not passed that, as of January 1 of 26, they were going to drop back down to $5 million adjusted for inflation, so maybe $7 million apiece. And if that was the case, that meant any estate that hasn't planned properly could be taxed at a rate of 40% federal, 45% federal, plus state tax on there. And I may be wrong on that 45%. It's over 40, but it was significant. So what ends up happening is some of these farms, especially the larger ones, have to sell off farmland just to pay the tax bill. But thankfully, they've extended that for now under the Trump administration. That was a big one I was personally looking for, and that helped a great deal. So now the exemption is $13 million plus per individual. That's assuming you have the assets listed accordingly in individual names. If they're joint names and one dies, it becomes one then. So you don't double it, you just keep the one. So you want to make sure you have those assets listed, one in one's name and a bunch in the other name, because then the exemption applies for each person. So that's the biggest thing. And then you come into farm management succession and who's going to do it, who's running the farm. In many cases today, there aren't children who want to stay on the farm or live here or even do farming. They all live out of state or out of town. They have no interest in the farm, but you don't want the farm to go away. So you can put these farms in trust, have them managed by a farm trust department, and still benefit the kids and also control the eventual disposition of that farm so that it doesn't go away, as opposed to if they inherit it outright, then it's up to the kids or heirs to decide. They can then sell the farm whether you want them to or not. So there's methods with trust that you can do that and keep that in the family.
With estates, you know, you can get messy, especially when you have multiple siblings, you have multiple folks, multiple heirs that are dealing with things. And I won't say it can be. In most cases, it will be overwhelming. It's a lot to take on, especially whenever you're having a grieving process, whenever you're dealing with some things that were unexpected. And it's a great opportunity to align with folks that do this on a daily basis to make sure that every step of the way that you are doing the correct thing to preserve what you have coming to you and to your relatives there.
Right. I'll give an example of that exact point. I do this for a living, and my own father wanted to name me as his executor. And I said, no, I don't want to be executor because, one, you're acting in a professional capacity, but it often creates a problem with siblings and even more so with spouses of siblings. It seems like any estate I've ever worked where it's a purple vase nobody wanted while the parents were alive that causes the issue. So at minimum, you could have a child be the trustee, but make them a co-trustee with either the attorney, the accountant, or a trust officer so that they can be the bad guy. They can follow your rules as you want, but that child doesn't have to bear the brunt of being stuck. One, he already grieves you. He's trying to deal with stuff he knows nothing about or very little about. And going through that process, it's all on them. And it's just tough. It's not something I think sometimes parents forget how traumatic that whole process is. It's kind of like putting somebody in an operating room and here's the manual and you figure it out. It's the same thing. Granted, nobody's life is at risk, but by the end of it, you may feel like it is. Either yours or a sibling's, you may want to off. So I think it's always better to have a disinterested third party who let them be the bad guy. The kids could be your kids and your siblings and stick together and try to honor mom and dad's wishes without having to become adversarial. And so that's my best advice.
Definitely keeps things from getting messy and getting tense. JD, let's talk about it from the investment side here. You have a little less experience than dad, but you do have a unique perspective of what folks could look at here in getting involved with Longview Bank to not only make sure that that transition is smooth, but to make that transition work for them beyond that death and beyond where they take over that estate.
That's right. Being a small community, and we want to be able to have this idea that people trust their bankers. They trust in the people who are working with something as important as estate planning. As we just talked about, there's a lot that goes into it. It's very overwhelming at times. And I'm very frank about this as well. Money's scary and it can be terrifying in a lot of different ways, especially when a life event like that happens point blank. It could be something that was upcoming or it could be an accident. And so being able to have a department here within Longview that can act in a lot of different capacities, not only from that trust side, but on the investment too. We want to be able to offer something that is full circle service for these customers, for these communities, and being able to act as trustworthy as we can.
I like how you said money can be scary, and it can be scary for two reasons. One, I think there's a lot of folks out there that catch a windfall and they're ill-equipped to handle that money, that amount of money. There's also that thought process of, okay, there's not enough money, or there's not enough here. I'm paying out now more than what I'm inheriting and it's creeping in. There's a lot of different scenarios that can happen and play out, and that's where your expertise is going to come in.
Well, and that's exactly why I make that point. You turn on the news and almost every single time you turn it on, it's going to be something bad. It's going to be something, oh, how is this going to affect XYZ? We saw it so many times. And the accounts that we deal with are oftentimes somebody's livelihood. You know, we're talking retirement. We're talking IRAs, 401ks, even college saving. And so whenever you see these news articles talking about how the Dow's taking a hit and we have new tariffs, let's see what's going to happen. It can be very, very off-putting for a lot of people in a lot of different ways, whether it be in a trust or otherwise. And so we want to be able to have a peace of mind for these folks because we have gone through that training. We have gone through as much education as we possibly can to be able to put some of these thoughts and minds at ease. If, you know, worst case scenario, we can at least work through them, some of these possible outcomes. So yeah, no, when it comes to these conversations, as Dad had said too, it's often like putting the manual in front of somebody in the operating room. Well, we don't want that experience. So why do we want to have these folks have that on their end? Let's offer what we can and at least try to help them steer that ship in the right direction.
Absolutely. Doug, we'll tie up with you and we'll build on something that JD had presented there, is that in some of these instances, the farm business, you're affecting folks that, hey, I have a job today, somebody passes, I may not have a job, or it may be messy for a little while. Those scenarios you don't want to see happen. So talking about that with folks now while they're still alive, while they're of sane mind, getting that process plan, so important to do that. There's never an early enough time to do that, but is there a time that's probably better than others whenever you start talking about creating a farm succession plan?
Yesterday is the best time for that. I learned it early. We went through an experience where their mother developed cancer. I was 32, I think, and they were very young. And that brought it to specific relief. You know, the likelihood of survival was less than 30%. So we learned it early. It usually takes a life event to trigger that. But there's nothing better that you can do as a family, as a parent or parents. Have a plan made, have it solid, and inform your kids of what that plan is. You can include them in the process or not. That's up to you. But there's nothing wrong with letting people know what your plans are, letting them know ahead of time, because oftentimes the panic sets in at the death. Why would you pile that on? You do not have to do that. It's not that complicated. It's not a matter of moving mountains. It's a matter of moving rocks. You just have to start moving rocks, and eventually the mountain is gone. So why would you give your kids that mountain? You could have it already moved. So there's no reason not to.
That's great philosophy and definitely explains it in a way that I think a lot of folks should be moved to act. For folks that want to reach out to Longview, to you particularly, Doug, or to you, JD, what's the best way of doing that to at least start that conversation?
Sure. They can go to our website and have that information. We're in the Paris office. That number is 217-465-6360. And just call that number. They'll get to us. There's email addresses on the website, too. That's probably the best way to get in touch with us.
And of course, with all the locations Longview has, you guys are able to work something out to meet people at a neutral location, correct?
We're always looking to get out of the office. We're happy to come to you. And we do it a lot. So JD and I are both of the same mentality. We like the educational part of it as much as anything else. If you get something out of it that helps you down the road, we've done our job. I will never see the benefit of the work that I've done so far, but he will. That's satisfying. So give us a call.
Well, I appreciate both of you talking with us today, and definitely reach out to both Doug and JD to get lined up with that information. Farm Preservation, Wills, Trust, Estates, they're going to sort it all out for you. Doug, thanks for joining us.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for having us.
JD, great catching up with you, and look forward to talking with you down the road here.
You bet. It's been a pleasure.
That's JD and Doug Hassler with Longview Bank. This has been Down on the Farm. Greg Solier for Ileana Ag Weather. On the way next here on WITY.